Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, since coming up, we get wild on a Wild Card Wednesday next to get you to some rodeo and concert and fun with the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. So let's do a rodeo tune to the year
1989.
And though he's known for other songs, certainly more, this one's the one that started it all.
And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting colder.
Garth.
Not much too young to beat this damn old.
1989, off his self-titled debut album, Garth. Which, by the way, that album, not a number one album. Topped out at number two. Surprising fun fact, but it did have the number one songs on it, If Tomorrow Never Comes, and then, of course, the mammoth song, The Dance. But this was the first one, and it peaked at number three on the charts. Not too bad for a debut, certainly by the funny named at the time, some guy named Garth. Much too young, quotes, than in to feel this damn old. It was released March of 1989. It was co-written by Garth and his college buddy from OK State, Randy Taylor, who would later go on to, in fact, still teaches. He is a doctor of agricultural science at OSU.
Wow.
So, Dr. Randy. But it goes back to his bar playing days before he hit Nashville. And when it comes to Dr. Taylor, said, Garth and I had done some writing together, just messing around. Garth was playing gigs, getting pretty popular around the college and Oklahoma area. And one night, he sat down and played Much Too Young, at least most of it, for me. And it said it was originally written about a musical artist, a band, not a bull, or a barrel for that matter. Kind of an on-the-road type thing. Then Dr. Randy said, why don't you make it about a rodeo cowboy? And that made it all really come together. And Garth's band used to play it live back then. He was already getting major traction off of it. So when he went to Nashville, Garth's main first goal was to pitch this song to George Strait. And he got it to George's doorstep. And this was in 1987. But George declined the song. He did not want to sing a swear word at the time in 1989. Yeah. Well, it did launch Garth's career. And subsequently, that of Chris LeDoux, who was virtually unknown outside of rodeo ranks at the time. But boy, did that thing change, and everybody needed a cassette of Chris LeDoux. God bless him. We'll get you to the rodeo, the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels coming up. But right now, we go to the start and Garth's first ride from 89. It's a flashback.
This old highway's getting longer.